You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For years now, the Michigan Humanities Council has worked to expose as many people in Michigan as possible to the humanities. Now they're announcing their first ever statewide Michigan Humanities Awards. Shelley Hendrick-Kasprzycki is the president and CEO of the Michigan Humanities Council. Shelley, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Remind us again how long the Michigan Humanities Council has been sharing its passion for the humanities in Michigan.
Since 1974, we're one of 56 councils around the country, and it's such exciting work to be a part of.
For 45 years.
45 years.
And this year you are doing a first. You're creating the Michigan Humanities Awards. Tell us about those.
Yes, the Michigan Humanities Awards, we feel, are an excellent opportunity to recognize the wonderful partners that we have all around the state of Michigan. And in my travels from tiny town to big city in Michigan, it's amazing to see the work of really sharing human stories through museums and literature and culture. And so we're having three awards this year. First ever, we'll have the Corporate Humanities Champion Award, which will really recognize our corporate partners and those that give so much to bring humanities to life within their communities or around the state. We also have the Humanities Champion of the Year, because there's many individuals that work so incredibly hard to make humanities happen in their communities. And then lastly, we'll have Community Partner of the Year. And the reason for that award is to recognize the libraries and the cultural centers and the museums and all of the wonderful organizations that take part in making human stories really come to life.
And I know you have someone kind of exciting coming in for the awards ceremony on May 16th.
We do. We are thrilled to have Carrie Kennedy coming in. Carrie Kennedy is a wonderful author and also chairperson of Amnesty International's Leadership Council. Carrie has been a longtime human activist and human rights activist, rather. And also, she is the seventh child of Robert F. Kennedy and Ethel Kennedy. And we're really excited to have her because she brings a voice, I think, to Michigan that really recognizes the work that we do here in humanities and will bring, you know, a really special element to our award ceremony.
And what kinds of activities are you thinking of when you think in terms of special actions that deserve honoring, such as?
Well, when you think of partners like Meyer Corporation, who has sponsored Great Michigan Read and really made it possible for 12,000 books to be distributed in the tiniest towns in Michigan, or you think of the Jury Foundation in Midland that provides support to tiny organizations within their own community to have that historical event come to life. You think of community partners like, let's say, the Ojibwa Cultural Museum in St. Ignace, where the stories of tribal schools, the mission schools, come to light and racial healing takes place. Those types of events are the ones that we really want the chance to honor.
And how can people, who is allowed to nominate and how can the nominations be submitted?
Well, we'd like people to visit our website, which is brand new today. You're the first to hear of our rebranding that has taken place. We're actually going to be dropping council from our name. We'll be known as Michigan Humanities, emphasis on human. And so if people visit MichiganHumanities.org, you can see our wonderful new website. And the nominations process is right on the front. It's simple. It's online.
Finally, just overview. Why is this work important? Why are the humanities so important to Michigan?
It really is how people connect to one another. People have a hard time understanding what humanities means, but it's really the way that we're able to connect to one another. So when you think of, let's say, in the workplace, the example of people being able to understand those who might be from another culture, when you think of reading and discussing a book and getting some real conceptual learning from it, when you think of understanding the history of how something came to be and why that made a difference in your town. That's really what humanities are all about.
Seems like the threads that bind us together.
Indeed.
Once again, the website for nominations is michiganhumanities.org, which marks the transition from the Michigan Humanities Council to Michigan Humanities. And we've been talking with its president and CEO, Shelley Hendrick-Kasprzycki. Thanks for being with us on Stateside, Shelley.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.